Brunch time.
Whoa.
That was a little higher than I expected.
I don't know what you just did there, but that was cool. But welcome to the Brunch Time Podcast. It's Johnny and Stephanie from the morning show on 98.3 The Coast. And, you know, we use this time to either get some snacks, have something delicious, do some work.
Work.
Sorry. It's hard to lie.
Hope the bosses aren't listening.
But we talk about a lot of different things. And sometimes things come across our desk and we see things that we might want to talk about or we don't have time to talk about on the show. So we use this time in order to do it. Today's a special day. I don't know if you knew this, Stephanie.
What's that?
Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
That is the most exciting day ever. Also, I have some Ritz peanut butter crackers right in front of me right now.
Do you really?
I'm celebrating without realizing.
Did you get those because we were at E.P. Clark in St. Joe and they had like a little box and they had the PB&J crackers?
I swear I didn't steal from the kids.
No, you didn't. Because it's a different brand.
Actually, when I did see those, it kind of made me want some. So, yeah, I went out and got some peanut butter crackers, which I didn't realize Ritz made this, but they actually have their own peanut butter cracker things.
So what is it like? Is it you had them before?
This one's not the peanut butter and jelly one, unfortunately.
That's just the regular just old peanut butter cracker. Do they make peanut butter and jelly ones?
I don't know. I didn't see it in the stores, at least. But I'm kind of interested in trying the cracker to see if it's going to be...
Yeah, I don't know.
Tasty or not, I don't know.
Usually the peanut butter and the jelly, they're separate from each other.
Uh-huh.
And the combination, like, I could never see myself, like, mixing peanut butter and jelly in a bowl and then slapping it on some bread or a cracker. I just feel like that would be...
That's against the PBJ rules.
Absolutely.
They should put that on the peanut butter jars.
So let me ask you this in peanut butter jelly related things. Do you, when you are making a peanut butter and jelly...
I was hoping you'd ask me this question.
Do you... You know where I'm going with.
Yep.
Do you do peanut butter first and then jelly on separate pieces of bread? Or are you a peanut butter first and then jelly on top and then slap the bread on the top?
Okay, so first of all, easy there. You put the bread in the toaster first. You toast that up just a little bit. You can't have that soggy regular bread peanut butter.
See, no. I do regular bread.
Yeah, whatever. That's not good.
But I usually do like a whole grain bread that's pretty sturdy.
They can hold up a little bit
better. Yeah, not a simple white bread.
Well, there's something about like warm, melty peanut butter that's so delicious. So you toast up that bread. You pop it out of the toaster. You put peanut butter on one side. And then wait, what is this? Oh, you grab your other slice of bread. You also put peanut butter on that one. Just a like light layer.
So you create a peanut butter barrier, mm-hmm. like a peanut butter jacket for the jelly.
Because then you put the jelly on, and then you put the sandwich together because you don't want that jelly soaking through too much.
Wow.
See,
that's smart because I remember when I used to just use like a white bread, I would spread the peanut butter on the one bread,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd get the other slice of bread, and I would do the grape jelly. But I would, because you had to break up the grape jelly. You scoop that out, and it's just a big chunk.
Yep.
You got to kind of break it up, so you smush it with your spoon. And I always had the problem where I smushed too hard,
uh-huh.
and the jelly would almost come out the other side of the bread.
See, okay, this like deterred me for the longest time. When I was a kid, we would, you know, bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school, and it would just be on basic bread. And by the time I got to school, the jelly was soaked through the bread and it was disgusting.
Yeah, you looked at your lunch pail and you were like, man, I got purple bread again.
I know. And then I couldn't, for the longest time after school, probably high school, I just was like, nope, I'm not eating peanut butter and jelly for a while. But fortunately, it's come back into my life. And that's because I'm like, yeah, let's toast this up and make it real good.
Every time I see those, what are those jammers, the peanut butter and jelly ones, every time I go to like the refrigerated section, mm-hmm. I'm always like, God, I want those.
The
little toast, the Uncrustables.
Oh, the Uncrustables. Those are so good.
Or the Jammers or whatever they call them. They call them all kinds of different things.
What about is it like Goobers, the jar that comes with peanut butter and jelly together?
See, I don't like that.
See, I thought I wouldn't like that, but I actually tried it for the first time a little over a year ago. I was okay. on vacation with some friends, and you know, we were staying at an Airbnb, and they're like, "Oh, let's grab some stuff for breakfast."
Sure.
Someone grabbed Goobers. I'm like, why would you get that? Why don't we just get peanut butter and jelly? They're like, why not just grab this? Because it's all in one. And I tried it, and it was really delicious. I was actually just eating it out of the jar.
I don't think I could do the cold peanut butter. Peanut butter's got to be warmish.
It's kind of weird, but at the same time, there are people who refrigerate their peanut butter. My grandpa used to do that.
Huh.
I always thought that was a little strange, but I mean.
That's odd.
I guess, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's got
their thing.
It doesn't
spread well when it's cold.
No, I mean, it's like certain butters, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to actually get that on a bread. You're like, okay.
Something else that I used to do, no jelly, but I would do peanut butter and syrup sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've ever done that. You toast the bread, and then in a bowl, you mix peanut butter and then a whole bunch of syrup until it gets to this like gooey, like very thick consistency. And then you just slap that on the bread.
It's kind of like peanut butter and honey.
Sort of,
that? Yeah.
But with way more sugar.
Oh, totally. That's tasty, though, because I do that sometimes when I make pancakes or waffles. I'll put peanut butter on it, and then I'll add the syrup. So it's a great combination.
Absolutely. So good. Are you a grape jelly or strawberry jam or any other ones? Do you have other ones?
Grape's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Strawberries in every now and then. Like, I had a craving for it, so I actually have some at home right now. But apricot.
What?
I really like apricot jelly. Or jam or whatever.
With peanut butter. Huh.
Have you had that?
I've never done that.
You should try it.
Hmm.
It's one of those ones that you don't expect it to be that good, but it's pretty good.
Other ways that you can celebrate Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, you could use your peanut butter as shaving cream for your legs. And guys, really, you could do it for your face too, I guess.
Well, I feel like that would clog the pores on your face, though.
It might. A dermatologist from London says that peanut butter has a moisturizing effect because, well, it's oily.
Mm-hmm.
And even used just as a beauty product, it can be highly allergenic. It can bring the user out and break them out in hives, and anyone using the same bathroom could be in danger of a contact rash. But
I was going to say, if you have a peanut allergy, do not shave with it.
If you don't have a peanut allergy, feel free to give it a try and let us know how it works out for you. Uh-huh. I'm tempted.
Also, if you have a dog, make sure to stay away from them while you're trying to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, because my dog will lick my leg when I get out of the shower, and I'm like, come on, man. What are you doing? Get the peanut butter up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd try this, but I'm curious. I kind of want to.
Maybe we can experiment.
I haven't been shaving my face at all. I've been keeping the beard going. Maybe I might just a little bit. Maybe a little bit on the top somewhere just to see how it works out.
Yeah.
So, maybe. You going to try it?
I don't know about that.
Come on.
Maybe. I don't know. It seems like such a waste of delicious peanut butter.
That's true. Yeah.
And will my drains like that?
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, you probably will clog your drain. So maybe using the peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter to shave, probably not a good idea. If you throw some jelly in there, maybe it'll help.
Just like slide right down.
Yes, exactly. So give that a try and let us know how that works out for you. But this is the Brunch Time Podcast. Feel free to subscribe at 983thecoast.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. And there's a lot of other cool podcasts as well that you got to check out. Rant Time Tuesdays up there. Also, the Out of the Technicolor Closet.
Yep.
So many great things that you can subscribe to right here at 983thecoast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.